I know I will not have this forever, but I promise you, the next person to hold it earns it. Because our time is now. Because the champ is here.
All right, the moment they've been waiting for since 2015. Let's listen to Exploria Stadium as Orlando City lifts the U.S. Open Cup trophy for 2022.
Of Orlando, roar like never before.
That turn over here, Casey Courts. Here's Facundo Torres. Breakthrough. Accompanied by utter bedlam. Sacramento Trail for the first time in the Open Cup.
It's wild.
Orlando with their noses in front with 15 minutes to play.
Well, the pressure was building, the anxiety was building at Exploria Stadium because Orlando City had allowed Sacramento to kind of grow into the game after the first 15, 20 minutes. And Sacramento throughout the entire night had not done anything to hurt themselves other than that giveaway from Casey. But it's the touch pass from Benji Michel that allows Facundo Torres to hit this first time. Great pressure here from Angulo. Turn it over. But now this pass here has to be hit so he can hit it first time. And how's that for a finish from Facundo Torres? The 22-year-old has stepped into Major League Soccer and made Orlando City.
Momentary hush over Exploria Stadium.
10 minutes to play in the final. And Torres may just have put this beyond plucky Sacramento Republic's reach. Casey in despair. Orlando on the brink of creating history.
So with Michel coming in. And here is Benji Michel seeking to finish it and succeeding.
Orlando City head over heels for the US Open Cup. At long last, they will need a trophy cabinet. Sacramento's dream ends amidst a flurry of Floridian goals.
Both faces of a final there. Yes, the Orlando players lifting the trophy. On the other side, the Sacramento guys who have to watch it. You got to feel bad for them having to watch this in this atmosphere with these fireworks going off. That's got to be the worst feeling in sport.
It's an empty feeling. It's an empty feeling losing a final. It's not easy. It doesn't sit well. You start replaying over and over in your mind what you could have done, what you didn't do, how you did it, how you could have done it. It's something that they're going to remember, especially this moment. You have to think about Sacramento Republic and the men and women of that organization getting to this final. For a lot of those players, it could be the pinnacle of their careers.
So it's interesting, right? We're noting, we're acknowledging this is a huge win, a huge moment for Orlando City.
Listen, I'm sitting here looking at these fans. There are still people in the stadium. It is so packed in the stadium. There's smoke, there's flares, people are singing, they are chanting. They are genuinely thrilled for their team.
It's time for the Orlando Lions Den podcast with your hosts, JJ, Eddie, Cleon, and
welcome
Alex
to
Brown.
A special edition, championship edition, Campeones edition of the Orlando Lions Den podcast. I am here with my buddy, Mr. WWE Championship Belt, Cleon. What's up, buddy?
I told everybody this was nothing to worry about. This is a done deal. Trophy already has a name on it. I don't know what y'all was worried about. This was absolutely 100% in the bag. and I'm happy it went to form. It went the way it was supposed to. And I'm really tired from in between last night and today. I'm relieved. I'm tired, but I'm happy to go. We're in the Champions League, fellas.
Yes, we are. Well, we have a lot to talk about, so let's introduce an other buddy here today. Alex Brown was at the match. JJ was at the match. JJ's out of town. Alex, too. But Alex Ryder made it back home after me and him were on the wall. I was the leader of the Night Watchman. He was my Jon Snow. Just kidding. And
he's got way better hair than I do.
He does. That's why, buddy. Yeah, true. Good point. Well, me and Alex were on the wall yesterday. We had a blast together and got to share that the moments, the goals, and everything. So that was fun, Alex. How are you feeling today after driving back at like midnight from Orlando to Fort Myers?
I did not make that drive. My buddy Derek, God bless him, drove all the way home. We talked about football and got all excited about football and talking about soccer and talking about Orlando City's chances for the rest of the year. And I just got excited. You saw me. I got emotional. Derek sent me a picture today of me crying like a baby. And all I can say is I'm real happy that I cried a lot at my wedding, because if I didn't cry that much at my wedding and didn't cry this much when Orlando City won their first top flight trophy and their first trophy since 2014, I was never going to hear the end of it. So I got emotional. It was an unforgettable night. I'm glad I got to do it with you, Eddie. Cleon, you were there in spirit. I know you were on the other side getting your awesome trophy lift video. And what an unforgettable night. I will get into it more, but what an unforgettable night.
Absolutely, man. You look like that emoji that with the tears in his eyes, you know.
I'll send you guys the picture via text, but this is
why you support a club. You get these memories, delible memories forever. All of this late night potting. It's 10:50 right now, Eastern Standard Time.
It's 70.
All this potting, editing. Alex is sitting in
80
the swamp.
Degree heat. 80 I don't degree care. Heat. I don't care.
Yeah, Cleon's skipping on Big Brother, whatever, right now. So, you know, we're sacrificing. All these sacrifices have been worth it when you have wins like this. And that's why I'm one of those people who says we when it's sports. I didn't play, but you know what? We put in time. We put in our hearts and emotions. It is a we thing, so I don't care. So let's get right into the sponsors, get that out of the way, and get right into the match. You got a Field Turf USA. You should probably be seeing them do some extra work around the pitch, hopefully this year. And Champions League, etc. Big clubs use their products all the time from their parent company, Tarkett, in France. And then we have AMG Lending, great folks over there, help people get good deals on houses. The housing market is bonkers in Florida. Make sure you have some professional help when you are navigating such an important decision. And insurance too, there's a right way to go about it. Seek some professional help. I like to posit myself as a said professional, so hit me up if you need some help with that. All right, that's done. Let's recap, folks. We got Orlando City 2022 U.S. Open champion.
Can you say that again just one more time?
2022 U.S. Open champions, your Orlando City Lions. Orlando City lifts its first, you know, top-level trophy. This trophy comes with $300,000 cash inside. Just got to open a little secret compartment at the bottom. $300,000 cash is sitting in there. And then CONCACAF qualification next year. Mm-hmm. CONCACAF qualification comes with extra roster flexibility and money to help create the depth you need to compete in all the tournaments that MLS has got going on. And notoriety, attention, you know, this trophy lives on forever. So this is, amazing. Orlando started off, the lineup we had predicted pretty much, barring, you know, Jansen's injury happened, Angulo on the wing and everyone else, usual 11, Faku on the right, Cara up top, he's been up top lately, and then we have Mauricio Urso, Araujo, Joao, Carlos, Rodrigo, Gallese, and Juan. And then the first half was a little bit kind of what I had stated. It was a little bit of a boxing match where you're kind of jabbing, you're keeping your distance. No one wanted to lean in. You kind of wanted to see, you know, see the other person's power before you go in and commit to, let's say, a power punch. First half, 0-0. Sacramento is tough to break down. Like I mentioned, they don't allow a ton of goals. They are great at, you know, the dark arts, so to speak. I mean, every foul was a head injury. Every foul, their people came off the bench, their medical staff or physios, as they're called, came off to check on them, but they never got off the pitch, ever. Every time there was a possible breakaway, they'd fall and hold their head. I mean, they were wasting time. Any ball out to touch, they took their time from the get-go. It was a deliberate strategy. They got an English coach. It was a lot of let's be tough to break down, tough to score against, and compact, you know, and nick a goal kind of attitude. At least that's how they played to me. And so it was like playing like a Sam Allardyce's Burnley or something, you know. they tried to double up on the fullbacks, it seems like. They played five at the back or 3-5, whatever. Their wingbacks and their wingers would double up on trying to fullbacks, and they were doing a lot of big switches on match, trying to take advantage of the whiff of fullback, you know, having full wingbacks provides. They didn't have a chance. They had one shot on goal off of a bad turnover from Rodrigo in the first half. Who was the turnover, Cleon? Do you remember? I'm not sure. And then Rodrigo got cooked at the top of the box, and then the guy shot off target. And then they had a shot on goal in the second half off of a soft header. I think that's it. So they weren't really threatening at all for the most part, all match. And then the second half, things opened. Urchincada was having, to me, some trouble to kind of get through. Make an impact. And here comes Orlando, the king of Orlando, Benji Michel, off the bench, 60 something minute or so. He comes on for Urchincada, and boy, he changed the game. Benji's speed, his pressing, and Angulo too. They created a turnover from, I believe, the defender Casey, who had like 7 minutes of hell there. He gets it. Angulo takes it from him, passes it to Benji. Benji to Facundo Torres. One timer, banger, banger, banger. Facundo Torres, buddy, what a stud. And then the second goal, Benji again causing problems. He gets hacked by Casey. And then penalty kick, here comes Facundo. I got Alex, who's taking it? Because Cara's the one who takes it. And then Facundo grabbed that ball, and that was it. And you know what's funny, though? At halftime, when it was 0-0, Cleon was telling us, don't worry, it's in the bag. Why is anybody worrying?
Never any doubt from us.
At halftime, I was in a bad mood. We had the OC Twitter meetup. I barely said hi. I was in a bad mood.
So much fun.
Yeah, I was in a bad mood. And then from there, Facundo scores, goes to the right. Keeper goes the other way. Perfect penalty kick. Hits a flush. And then, like I predicted on the last podcast, Benji comes in late. And, bro, I don't know, Cleon, you tell me if I'm wrong. That first touch from Benji, I thought he lost it, man, because that was heavy.
No.
I thought that was heavy. I thought it was Timberland boots coming again. Mm-hmm. I was like, good Lord. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what he did is he created some space. He planned that. He got himself space. And what placement on that? That was like, I hate to say it. You know who scores goals that way? Harry Kane. It was like that. It was a Harry Kane. A Harry Kane goal. It was just the perfect placement. And Benji just got a penchant for big goals and big games, you know. So 3-0, Orlando City wins. The place was popping. Stalled out stadium. Raining. Perfect. Just like Orlando needs. The place was absolutely insane. The wall was insane. The TIFO was cool. There was just – it was a great night, man. So, anyways, let's start with you, Alex. What was your favorite – what did you think? What was your favorite memory from the night?
Well, you're talking – first off, to address Benji first and foremost. I mean, it's going to be tough to decide who the biggest contributor was because, yeah, Facundo scored two goals, but – Benji also got this thing going with that penalty. And
Benji had a goal, an assist, and a penalty draw.
So he did get the assist for
Facundo. Facundo doesn't even get that second goal without Benji.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because Benji, you're talking about heavy touches. Benji very easily could have banged in his approach for that when he earned that penalty, because he just did one extra touch. It was a little long and he still got bailed out by what I thought was a pretty obvious foul. I had a couple of people texting me saying it was soft, but I went back and watched it. It's like, no, that's clear and obvious. Even Taylor Twellman was like, oh yeah, that's obvious.
Yeah. And look, and how was that guy not carded? Is that Roro Lopez?
Oh, this like, ref let him.
Yeah,
play.
He got the card.
That's the thing.
Yeah, but what the guy who commits the foul didn't get the card. I mean, I don't know. I guess they deemed it soft, but then Roro got in his face and he was like Roro, and he got the card. So. Yeah, but anyways, go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, it's so tough in both of them. I mean, Facundo was already creating chaos in the first half, but when Benji came on, he came on for Cara, right? I believe so.
Yes, and absolutely.
When he came on for Cara, everything changed. And that's when we had that 7 minutes of chaos where we scored a goal, got a penalty, and Facundo, right after burying the penalty kick, almost got a third that went just right of the goal and would have gone in if it had been anywhere close, because he had beat the keeper by a long way. The funny thing is we always come back and say, oh, we missed some chances. But again, this is one where we were – any shot we put on goal was in the back of the net. 15 shots taken, 3 on target, 3 goals. So this is how we needed to perform. Like, Cleon's complete confidence was not misplaced. And I don't care what you say about public parks or anything like that. This was Orlando. And even though we were playing against every player on that pitch and every fan who actually wanted to watch this on ESPN Plus, and 25,000, I'd say 26,000, I think they just had to say the capacity of the stadium for attendance. There were more than 25,000 people there. There were 26,000. It was so loud, and everyone was there because they knew how important this was, and almost none of them left after the match. And that is what I'll remember. I'll remember the fireworks. I'll remember the light shows. I'll remember how excited everybody was to be there, to enjoy the moment, and to ultimately see us lift that trophy. And that's what will be ingrained in my brain forever.
Amazing. Yeah, it was an amazing night. And Cleon, what's your favorite memory of the night? I mean, I could guess what it was. I think you guessed two of them.
I got a few, man.
Man, what? Yeah, you had a different. You were right there by the Orlando City bench. I mean, you had a great spot. How? Tell us how it went for you.
Yeah,
what was your favorite memory?
I had a few, man. Just one. It was just finally getting to see what I envisioned happening all this time, bro. Like, I've just always wanted to just see my team up on that stage and lifting that trophy and doing a celebration, man. And I've been seeing it for like pretty much ever since we beat Red Bulls to make it to the finals. At that point, it was just, okay, now it's time to lift the trophy. You know what I mean? There wasn't even a game to play. It was just time to lift the trophy. And to just finally see it happen. And it was, and to see everyone's excitement and the stadium full, man. Oh my God. It's been so long. And just to see the stadium completely full and packed out to the brim. It was so awesome, man. It was so great. Some of my favorite things I saw that night, my other dude, Rico.
Aww.
He came out. I was waiting for him to come out, and he just stood there, and I said, don't you do it. I said, don't you do it, Rico, don't you do it. And I knew he was going to stand, and he was going to start crying. And he is standing there just watching everybody on that stage. And then he just went down to his, well, when they were building the stage, really. And
he walked up to the wall too. It was,
yeah, but before all that, like when he first got out there, he just stood and he was just looking like almost like in, I wouldn't say disbelief, because you could tell he knew it was going to happen, but just, it's like you could just see the weight lifted. You know what I mean?
Like, and he stood there.
Like I literally have this on video too. I have this on video and everything. He just came out and he just stood there and he just watched and he just was just standing there and he just dropped to his knees. I said, don't you do it. Don't you cry. Don't you cry, Rico. Don't you cry.
And he was down east, you know, eyes watering up and all that, man. Other than that, you know my boy Benji, that's my dude. Before the game, I actually tried to get him the belt before the game, to him and Tesho. And it was because, like I said, the seats were right next to the bench. So during warmups, they were there. Both of them were sitting there, and I showed them the belt. And I was like, look, when you get in and you score, come get the belt. And I actually tried to give it to him then at the beginning of the game. And then Benji said, no, I'll be back for it. He said, I got you. I'll be back for it.
God, so, I love Benji, man.
I think he got so hyped. He almost actually forgot. That's why the belt part ended up coming so late.
He didn't.
Yeah, but he was coming back, and then he looked over after when he's coming up the side. He looked over to him, and he called like this with his fingers to throw the belt. So I threw it at him, and then you know, the rest is history.
Man, how did the crowd react when he threw the belt at him?
Oh, they knew, and my that whole section, like from the jump, they knew what was going to happen. That whole section knew. That belt at some point was going to be out there. Everyone in that section knew.
And that's the belt you brought to Atlanta with you.
Oh yeah,
when we went
that's
to
the one.
Year. Just a little background
and
for
look,
those listeners.
And another background. Everyone had convinced themselves that the belt was a jinx because it was 0-2.
100%.
It was 0-2. It's made the trip to Atlanta, and we lost. And Nashville. it made the Nashville trip, and we lost that one too. So before the game, I'm talking to my group. Our little group chat, Fantasy League group chat, and they were all talking. Hey, where y'all meeting up? And I texted to say, hey, fellas, I got some news for you. And they all said, oh, Lord, here we go. What's this? And I said, I got a surprise. They said, good surprise, bad surprise.
Yep, I was nervous.
I said, a surprise. Then I sent a picture to the group chat that I brought the belt. And I said, this is the ultimate juju test. Because, you know, I've been saying this whole time, this game was unjinxable. All this, oh, should I wear this? I wore this last game. I told everybody, I said, it don't matter what you wear. Do whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter. This game's unjinxable. It's a lock of all locks. Bet the mortgage on your house. Do anything. It does not matter because this game, there's no way. I just don't understand, bro, how y'all think we was going to go that far to fall down to Sacramento Republic?
Yeah. We have Sacramento Republic? Cleon, we got some scar tissue from the past, man. You don't understand that a little bit. Okay, no, this is all
not
facts.
When you get there, bro, and all you got left to stand in your way is Sacramento Republic. You think we're not going to run straight through them, bro? Straight through them.
You didn't waver at all after that first half. Why? Because Sacramento wasn't threatening at all.
They weren't doing nothing. You know what they're going to do? Everybody knew that's what they're going to do. They're going to try to sit back there. That's what they do. But
and they got a whole half
on,
of it.
As soon as they get scored on, and all of a sudden, oh, now you got to play, that's when they get exposed because they nowhere near our level.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
As soon as
that's where the quality was
there. I said, okay. After the first goal, I already started heading back because I had my multiple seats. I already started heading back to my bench seat. I had left the belt over there. I had left the belt over there with Vic from OC Twitter. I told him, hold the belt. Just in case they score while I was going to my other seat for a second. That's when we got the first goal right after the half, and then or not right after half, but in that second half we got that first goal, and yeah, that's when I started. I said, okay, it's time to head back because that next one's going to be the clincher to where it's safe to, you know, you don't want to go up 1-0 in like the 70th and hold a belt up, be like, oh, we won. You know, I mean, I would have because I knew they wasn't going to win. But, you know, they not going to do that.
Yeah.
So I already knew the right guy was going to do it. The guy that is always there in our big moments to put that exclamation point on the end every single time. It's always Benji. So I knew I was talking to the right guy from the beginning. And I was like, okay, it's time to make my way back over because Benji about to get this goal. So I need to head out. So I went over there. Sure enough, boom, here comes Benji. Boom. I knew it was on. It's a wrap.
That was
the champs.
Is that belt in a glass case already?
No, man. Look here. The belt.
I know it went to the party today, but.
Hey, look. Hey, the belt has become like a celebrity, and the belt has had so many hands on it. It's got pulled and got thrown and tossed around so much since last night, bro. The belt needs to go to intensive care unit right now, honestly.
Does it need representation? Does it need to get fixed?
It needs to get fixed at this point, bro. It's like the thing got broken, all types of stuff, man. So really? I need to send it over.
We need to get a super glue sponsor.
I pop the thing. Need to pop the thing off and all that stuff. Need to get it. You know what I thought I had though?
Yeah.
We should actually go get it fixed and then send it to Kay. Get it fixed, send it to Kay. I actually saw Benji with it again today at the thing.
Someone took it from you, gave it to Benji again today?
No, nobody took it from me. I had it.
But how did Benji get it today? I didn't say
he got it. I said I saw him today.
Oh, I thought you said you saw him with it. Oh, okay.
No. I had it on my shoulder.
Oh, okay.
I had it on my shoulder, so okay. I'm after the thing.
Yeah,
anyway.
We went to the 12 o'clock celebration at City Hall today, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's been tossed around for so many pictures. Everybody wants a picture with it. And I had a thought last night. I said after that, I was like, maybe I should retire the belt. And that's a good way to go out, especially after being 0-2. So I think we should get one of those, our many WWE fan people that work there. Get them to fix the belt. To resecure it to the strap because it's halfway off at this point. It's been tossed around so much. And then get Benji to sign it and then have let Kate auction it off for charity or something, man.
That's a great idea. Because
at this point, that's a piece of history. Like there's photos with it and all that with Benji celebration and all that. Get Benji, let Benji sign it. Let him offer it up for auction or something.
That is a great, great idea. I only have one request. I would like a picture with it before that happens. Yes. Okay. But that's a good call. So what was your favorite? Just anything specific about the way we played? I mean, like, credit to Sacramento. They're organized. They're a professional club. But,
it didn't matter.
I said it. Like, my brother's funny. He's like, when he scored, he's like, I'm glad we scored on Sacramento Burnley over here. Because, you know, it's just like, it was like watching like championship soccer or whatever. It was just a lot of, with their style. So that style is not conducive to like trailing. When you're play like that, trailing is difficult. So once we got up a goal, you know, they fell apart. That Casey fellow was responsible for 2 goals in 7 minutes, I think. So Cleon, well, anything particular, Fagundo? I mean, where is he at right now? His numbers. I mean,
loving that dude, bro. He's like I said, he's stepped up. He's come through. He's looking like Penarola, Faku, leading us to championships, all that, bro. So I'm with it. I'm loving that kid, bro.
No, for real. He's great. I'll pull up the stats Evan has. I know you'll have a.
He's got 10 and 9. Lord have mercy. Yes, 10 and 9.
He's got 10 and 9. Evan's counting Arsenal games and double assist, triple assist. But yeah.
If you want to count Arsenal, then he's got like 11 and.
Yeah, yeah. Something. He's got something like. Yeah, yeah. Cleon, that you're subtweeting between each other. Is still going on. He was like, of course I'm not going to leave out secondary assist. I'm like, that's why I added you.
You know what? You know who else doesn't list any secondary assists? The U.S. Open Cup. Because they're not fraudulent. There's only one place that lists secondary assists, these made-up stats, and that's MLS.com, and that is it. Good luck trying to find them fake stats anywhere else in this world.
According to MLS.com and Evan Weston.
The only place where you'll find this.
Evan Weston, who's I think
fake
is great.
Fake news.
Yeah, 4 goals. Fake news. Yeah, 4 goals, 4 assists. Last 5 games, all wins. 10 goals, 11 assists for the season. Second 10-10 player since in club history since 90. Well, Lina was almost a 10-10, right? 1 year, almost. But, we'll go right. You know, my favorite moment was just being in the wall, being in the crowd, seeing the stadium full. You know that when the stadium's full, especially at night, it almost feels like the ground is lifted, you know? Like, it just looks different, the pitch. And the Fagundo, you know what it is about it? I don't know if it's the night I fell in love with Fagundo Torres. I'm not sure. But I just felt like I wasn't worried. Like Cleon made a great point last week, how much we needed it prepared, how much it meant to us. And that was like slam dunk case that he made. But also to add to it, it's just, I just feel like Fagundo is just such a winner. Like, he wasn't going to let us lose. No. I feel that more over than Kaká, than Nani. You know, where sometimes Nani, you just wanted him to do something, and he did. But in the big playoff game, he lost his head and missed a penalty. And the MLS's Cup, you know, MLS's back cup didn't, you know, do much, I guess. I just feel like Fagundo, a big game player. And I just felt we weren't going to lose because Fagundo wasn't going to let us. So when he scored that first goal, I mean, what a delicious strike. And if, Alex, we were watching him warm up, right, and he was painting them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he was top bins all day. He was painting it. And I was like, oh, boy. He basically scored the same goal he did on the wall. I told my wife, you see this? When this guy hits it, the one on my jersey, it's different. It looks different, the way he strikes the ball. And then Benji just – when he came on, I was like, oh, this is – he was just ready. And him and Angulo, credit to Angulo too, man.
Yeah.
Tracked back, ran, was – you know, he had some moments, great pause. But he made so many key plays and worked so hard. I got him getting credit. The midfield was a bit of a mess. Even Araujo was missing passes, and Urso, and Mauricio, Benji and Angulo and Facu. That front three won the game. And then so we'll go from there. So frame moment of the night. Cleon's belt. I lost my mind. Alex.
It took me a minute because I didn't put it together in my head. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, my voice is dead already. I'm like, that's Cleon's belt. Oh my God. That's Cleon's belt. I turned to Mike Spillane.
The whole group chat after y'all tried to tell me at halftime to throw the belt away because y'all were so spooked.
Mike,
everyone's like, get rid of the belt. Hey, get rid of the belt. Graham's telling me get rid of the belt.
Yeah,
Mike's telling me get rid of the belt. Everyone's saying get rid of the belt. Chuck it now while we still got a chance.
We were so wrong.
I said, y'all need to relax. This is a wrap.
I volunteer to eat crow because I'm a fan of crow. Fagundo Torres. I leave it. That could have gone wrong. That's the best landing I had. Mike Spillane showed me what he had put, like an exclamations period, get rid of the belt. And then he was like, why did he bring it? I was like, I don't think he believes in Juju anymore, honestly. I said, I don't think he believes in Juju is what I said. And then, bro, just put him with your belt, and it's Benji, our legitimate hometown hero from Orlando, not far from the stadium. I mean, come on. That's just what dreams are made of, man. They need to do a Disney Plus story on Benji Michel, you know, the boy who made it. And the belt and Fagundo Torres just winning it, and then them coming to the wall. And then, you know, Ricardo coming to the wall too and getting the wall pumped up. That was great to see because, like you said, with the crying, I didn't know about that. But trust the process is his motto, right? And it has to feel like a baby or like a child. I feel vindicated. You know, as a fan, imagine the vindication he, Muzi, and those guys must feel building that championship. And shout out to Ricardo did a little shout out to Leitao and Flavio and those guys for helping build this. So shout out to them too for setting the groundwork to turn this club around from where we were to where we are now, which is campeones. Cleon, what are you gonna say?
I'm glad he shouted that.
Because
people keep a lot of people they keep sleeping. Leitao's the one that brought that first piece in. That first piece was Ricardo.
Yep.
Because remember, he was here first before
Ricardo got a picture at Poppy, the sitch.
Before Poppy, before Muzi.
Ricardo worked for Nicky Budilich, and he has a picture at the Citrus started. Bowl.
Worked, quote, quote.
Yeah, yeah. He had a picture.
Temporarily worked.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, yeah. He had a picture at the Citrus Bowl when he first started. The Citrus Bowl, folks. Like, he's been here for a minute, and it was Leitao who brought that cat, you know? And it was Leitao who got Muzi on board, and Muzi and Leitao, they got Oscar Pareja on board, and they got the stadium, they got the owners who could, you know, they sold to owners who could provide some money. They didn't name the stadium Fun Spot. That was the Fun Spot put a lot of money to get stadium naming rights. They didn't, you know, a lot of wins by them. Imagine our stadium called the Fun Spot, you know. Anyways, credit to
be honest with
you. That's true. You know what? I take that back. I wish they let it happen. That's a W. That's not a W. I take it back. Well, anyways, let's go. Let's go to taking a W. Studs and duds. You know what? Audible right now, guys. Can't, you know, audible. No duds. We don't need that right now. Yeah, look.
I've got a dud, but.
Okay. We'll look. Go ahead. All I can say is look, we gotta seriously consider whether, like, okay, you see Urchin Kata, right? He doesn't start a lot of games. You're like, you got a DP. Why doesn't he start? The way he plays, the way he's used, it seems to work in a certain way. It doesn't work in every match. That's not necessarily what you want from your DP9, but I respect Oscar for not starting him all the time. Situations, for whatever reasons. I'm not saying I know every reason. Every reason was legitimate, but yesterday he didn't work for that type of defense at all. You know, so I don't know if that makes him a dud, but hey, that's something we don't have like a nine who could just DK. It doesn't matter. You just throw him in against anybody. We don't have that right now. So credit to Oscar for bringing it, bringing in Benji for Kata. I don't want to call him a dud or nothing for that, but anyways, yeah, Alex, go with your dud. Let's get that out and then let's get positive.
Okay. My only dud, if I was forced to, I would have said Kara, but even Kara, like you said, Kara doesn't score every match and doesn't have an awesome match every match. And this was not a good matchup for him to go 90 minutes and stretch out a goal against a team that's trying to park against us the entire match. That's not his game, but I still think he wore them down. I think that he created enough chaos in the first half to wear them down. So he doesn't get a dud from me at all. No one does. My dud is Taylor Twellman.
Oh, dang. Okay.
My dud is Taylor Twellman. And if you're listening to this show, you know why.
He's not.
No. If you are a listener of this show, you know why I am saying this. You know why he tried desperately to get five more people to watch this match on ESPN Plus that weren't already either going to be watching it or were going to be in the stadium, which is the more likely thing because ESPN was phoning it in by not putting this on ESPN2, whatever. That's all I got to say. I'm not going to say anymore. We're going to get positive. Let's get positive. We won the dang thing. No asterisk, nothing.
Yep. Look, I spy with my eye a trophy. That's all I care about.
A trophy, money, and a berth in the CONCACAF Champions League. And I'm going to come back to that.
And a big old suck it to everyone who hated us and doubted
Amen to that.
So everyone.
So everybody. Or I had a friend who was like, good friend of mine. He's like, don't be Orlando versus everybody. And I'm like, bro, that's literally what it is. I'm not making it up. It's not a cliche. Everybody was rooting for Sacramento, you know, Republic. So whatever. Studs, Cleon, you got studs? Go ahead. What do you got?
My studs, Benji, Faku, absolute studs, monsters back there. That's pretty much all we needed on that day.
Yeah. Alex, your studs?
Benji, Facundo Torres, and Oscar for making the decision as quickly as he did to switch it up and just secure the bag.
Yes, Oscar was crying too. That was cool to see.
Oh, I loved seeing Oscar cry. It was a great shot too.
Yeah, for sure. We got my shout outs. My studs are Facundo, of course. I mean, best DP in Orlando City history, period, in my opinion. And Angulo, stud too, buddy. Yeah. I thought he did.
I'm really liking that kid.
Don't let him get hot. If he starts scoring and getting assists,
he's only on a loan, man.
Yeah, he's on a loan, but
I thought
it was
loan to buy.
No, I think
I'm not sure. I don't think it is.
Well, either him or Wilder is just loan, period. One of them is not loan to buy. I forgot who. But he is a man. Imagine him playing where he was a couple months ago to that stadium yesterday, that crowd, and then that applause when he came off. You know, that must have been awesome for him. He looked like he was just soaking it up at the end. Wilder, Angulo, Iman Angulo, I thought he. You know, he had some moments where some mistakes or whatever, but he tracked back a lot. He worked hard. He without his work on that first goal, we don't have the goal. There's no first goal without Angulo, period. So he deserves credit for that. And then Faku, of course, Benji, I mean, awesome. And then last one is João Moutinho. I thought João Moutinho had a hell of a game, man.
Yeah, I was just about to shout, João.
João was like, how many times did he fight and keep the ball? He was pretty impressed.
A lot.
He had the ball a lot. His positioning is so great. Such a good, technically sound footballer. you know, so João Moutinho, you know, we enjoy him while we have him, I think. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But he is – besides Faku, who's probably – and Benji had a great night, but I think overall, 90 minutes, João and Faku were the best players on the pitch, head and shoulder, I think. Those are my studs. And then, okay, so we'll get through the rest quick. What does this mean – To what do you think it means to the club, Alex, and what does it mean to each of you? We'll go quick because it is getting late. So what do you think?
To me, this is the first time I came into the club kind of late. 2014, right before MLS, I technically saw them win the regular season, but that was that. This is a top flight competition. This is the oldest competition in America. And we now have our name permanently etched in that history. And in a way that, like I talked about last week, is coming right after our rivals have been holding the cup for forever. They won it in 2019 after going through us. We came so close in 2019 and lost to Atlanta. And they went on to win. And we're like, you know what? We're going to do it next. And we did it all at home, all in front of passionate fans, and we enjoyed it. I think the players thoroughly enjoyed it. I think the fans everybody in that stadium is never going to forget it. And now it's only going to send the club up in trajectory. We're 5 games winning streak now in all competitions. We're looking at a very good spot for the playoffs. And honestly, this season is not done yet. And we're already going into next season with 4 competitions, guys. Now, we're going to play in as many competitions as possible. We are the first U.S. club to qualify for the 2023 CONCACAF Champions League. And it's the last one where winning the Open Cup is valuable. Because with the League's Cup next year, the winner of the League's Cup gets a Final 16 bye into the Champions League. The winner of the 2023 and on Open Cup only gets into the group stage. So it devalues the tournament slightly when it comes to what you still get in. It's just you have to go through more competition now. So it's a big deal. We took advantage of it. And I think, like Eddie said, it's more money. It's more guys, get those passports going. We're going to Mexico. We're going somewhere to play. And I think we got a good chance of at least making a run, especially considering now we get to go and recruit around our strengths and say, hey, you're going to get to play Champions League soccer in North America next year.
Right. You give Ricardo money and give Ricardo that.
Double down. Double like down it. On it. You can only go up.
I'm going to go real quick because I don't want you to go last on this one. What does it mean? Legitimacy, validation, mm-hmm. A time stamp here, where we crossed the next level, where this club is a championship club, a club with a trophy now, a serious club. You know, there are clubs out there that have no trophies. And that's not us. We are champions, and I think this is just a point where it changes the way our club is looked at, the viewed. It changes who we are. You know, when you accomplish something, you see yourself in a more positive light, etc. So no matter what happens, we are champions this year. We are champions forever, and that's just that means. I mean, to me, I was emotional. It's one of my happiest days ever. I seeing my club win, lift a trophy in person is something I've dreamed of. I've seen clubs I support win stuff, but in person, no, never.
Never happened to me either.
Alex likes the Red Sox and Cubs and is, generations and et cetera. And Cleon's a Magic fan, so that's not going to happen anytime soon. It hasn't happened, et cetera. So Orlando City was the way for a lot of us to see that. And I'm happy for some of the people we met. The club's been good to us. Tesho, what a guy, you know. Mm-hmm. Benji Michelle, what a guy, you know. Muzi's been nice to us, and Ricardo's got on a podcast with us, just a couple schlubs here, and being nice to us. And Kay Rollins coming on, and every time I see her, introduce my wife to her, I mean, just great. Alex Leitao, these guys, I'm happy for these being on our podcast, being treating us great. Diogo Kochko, these guys have just been class with us. Oh, you know, Jared Dillon listening to us. Cleon, what did we tell him? Get a wrestling person here to cut a promo, right? Get the crowd hyped. Cut a promo for the Open Cup. What happened? We said that to him, Cleon, right?
And he's been listening, bro. He's definitely been listening.
You know what he said? I'm not saying taking credit, but he said, this is good stuff. I'm writing this down. And he could have been blowing smoke up my skirt. I was enjoying that anyways, whatever it was. But Mike Rome did it from WWE. Yeah, so it was great.
Went completely dark. All the stadium lights off. Just a couple spotlights.
It was amazing. Yeah, so that's... So just a shout out to all of them. I'm happy for them. I'm happy for the city. And look, this club needs to show up. I mean, these fans, you know, come on, guys. You remember that feeling? That's what it is to support this club. If you had a great time yesterday and you haven't been showing up, imagine how much better it would have been showing up for those losses and seeing it. It wasn't better because you weren't there and you showed up now. It would have been even better seeing those defeats, those 3-0s, 5-1s at home, and then seeing this victory. So if you enjoyed it, if this was great, you had a moment, show up more and you have more moments. And the moments will mean more. So we need to see this house packed going forward. No excuses. Cleon, so what did this mean to you, boss? Answer the club.
Oh, I mean, it means a lot for the club because finally you got that huge, giant crowd and you performed the way you're supposed to in front of them. You show them something they never got to see before. And hopefully this just helps them start building that fan base back and getting the more consistency in attendance and fan interest and stuff like that with the casuals. Like,
just in time for love the World Cup,
them,
too.
Love them or hate them, you need them. You need them to survive. You do. We couldn't continue going down that path we were going. So, but this is a big part of it. I mean, those are a lot of bandwagon type fans. They're not with you. They're gonna stick it out with you while it's good, but while it goes down, you know, they'll start looking elsewhere for entertainment. So, you have to capitalize on events like this. The next step is you got to finish the season out strong and you really got to go for that fourth seed and at least get that home playoff game. That would be huge to come off of this win. And you would expect we have 3 games left at home regular season,
Atlanta, something like that. Columbus, Toronto. I think so.
Yeah, we got 3 games or so left at home. You should be able to ride. You should be able to ride this high right here.
4 coming off of here, Columbus.
Yeah, so you should have a little increased attendance leading up for the rest of the season. Just riding off of this, as long as you're not, you know, going out there and blowing it. They really need to capitalize on this. We really need to get that 4 seed, and then. You know what I mean? You can get that fire back in the city, man. This was a huge, huge, huge step in that. This was great. So it means a lot, man. It means a lot of our guys. This was a first trophy for a lot of our players. You got some guys that have won trophies before, one or two. You got like guy like Antonio Carlos. This is like his 3rd. Pedro's what, 2nd? Not including international. Jansen had one. Rodrigo had one, I believe. Obviously, Faku, he had one. But guys like Cesar, Benji, Zhao, Juan, Andres, Wilder. This is the first one, man. Kyle's had trophies.
That's true. Louisville, I forgot.
Yeah.
Pedro has a trophy, right?
Yeah, this was his 2nd. Yeah, this is the 2nd trophy. You know, so for a lot of these guys, this was their first chance at experiencing this. Even a guy like Angulo, this was his first one.
So this means a lot for these guys. And for a lot of these guys, they're still young too. So it's a good thing for them to experience it kind of early. They got to not just be on the team, but they played, contributed. And they're able to get out there and go for it. So, I mean, it means a lot, man. It means a lot. It means a lot for the front office. It means a lot for the fans. It means a lot for the players. It means a lot for the city. This was needed. Absolutely had to be done. So I was no stop. That's why I was going to – there was nothing was going to stop these boys from getting the trophy. Nothing.
Yeah. And you know what? Something that – well said. Something that can't be forgotten, too, is just the impact it might have on the youth setup. You know, seeing, you know, Thomas and Mikey and Alex Freeman out there getting their medals and, you know, just being wanting to be part of this experiment and what's going on here in Orlando, this building process. So trust the process, folks. Next, we're just going to do real quick. We got Philly Saturday, Atlanta on Wednesday at home, Philly on the road. What do you guys, Alex, real quick, yes or no? Do you see a win against Philly? Or what do you think happened to Philly? How do you think that goes down, I guess? Just
I don't see a world where we beat Philly coming off of this hangover. I'm going to be optimistic and say we get a draw out of this. Poppy puts it out there a little bit and plays kind of conservative, but somehow gets a point on the road, which would be pretty massive. If we win against Philly, you're going to have to pry me off the floor and talk me down from saying that this club is now going to go on to win MLS Cup. So Atlanta, it's a W. It's a W.
So 4 points.
4 points. 4 points awesome. Coming off of a trophy win. Yeah, I think we're going to have a very good week.
I say we finally beat Atlanta again, and I say we get 3 points and we lose to Philly. Philly will see a rotated club Wednesday against Atlanta. We'll see the normal. We'll probably see what we saw maybe plus Jansen yesterday in the Open Cup. Cleon, what do you think? Between the two, Atlanta, Philly, how many points?
If we could get 4, that would be great. But, you would expect, coming off a hangover like this, you would expect to get your doors blown off, honestly, especially running up against Philly. Just happens to be the next one. But this seems weird, man. It's always been weird. When you expect them to be something, they don't. And when you don't expect it, they are. So I do not expect them to beat Philly at all. I'll be very happy if we even got a draw coming off of this particular match and coming off of this experience in this game. But, this team surprised me for the good and bad a million times. So wouldn't shock me.
True. And Atlanta, you think we win that one at home?
We should win that one. But like I said, this team surprises me. They might go out and beat Philly, then lose to freaking Atlanta.
I know, right? At home, after all this momentum at home, and probably a decent crowd. But the game is at a weird time Wednesday. It's like at 2:30 Eastern or something ridiculous. It's like 6 o'clock. So dumb. Well, let's get the shout-outs and wrap this up. Anyone who wants to go first? Alex, you go first.
I'm always good for a shout-out, especially after winning a trophy. I mean, I've already had a ton of shout-outs. But shout-out to all the people, like that I just got to see. I went to the middlemen meetup, saw Mike, saw Anna, saw a bunch of other people, and that was so much fun. Got my t-shirt. Who cares? I got my t-shirt. Shout out to Jake Taylor. Meeting a bunch of guys.
I met Taylor today this morning. I forgot about that. I think it's before I started meeting him.
Oh, Taylor was.
Shout out to Taylor. Yeah.
Oh, he was at the celebration too.
Yeah, that's why he got a picture. Awesome. That's how he got a picture with the belt.
Oh, that's awesome! Yeah, shout out to him. I ran into him at Broken Strings, and then again in stadium. Bunch of the guys from Mike who got me the pre-match poster before the match day poster. 3 posters have come out of this match, and I'm just living in heaven. So, shout out to him for that. Shout out to Eddie for getting me the semifinal poster. Just all the people. I love, this is what I love about this community, is that I live so far away and yet I feel like I have a bunch of friends in Orlando. Every time I go to Orlando, I'm always getting to see people and always getting to socialize with them. So we come together loving this club, and that's what this win meant. It's like being there with 26,000 of my closest friends. So shout out to everyone that said hi or I got to say hello to. And Kay too. Kay for organizing the OC Twitter meetup.
Yeah. Well said, Alex. A shout, you know, all of that I second. Shout out to the listeners who've been with us and enjoy these moments. Seeing those messages or people knew what people around the stadium because they heard our show or follow us on Twitter knew what that belt meant, who it was from, how it got there, you know? So that, how cool is that, you know? So I never lose sight of, you know, it's just, we're just some friends and we met up on Twitter and we become friends now and we do a show and people actually listen to it somewhat. So anyone who says hi because of the show, stuff like that, you know, I just appreciate all of you guys. I wanted to give you guys that and just shout out to, you know, I don't know, I guess that I can't think of anything top of my head right now, but shout out to Orlando's public parks, beautiful public parks, the best public parks in the country. you know, they're open to the public. You could drive around and see them. And occasionally you know, you might see a poorly run, professional club from far away who doesn't know how to book a private facility. So you never know what you could find at a public park. We got all kinds of birds, Audubon Society, animals, you know, California bears even sometimes. So shout out to public parks and the Parks and Recreation folks at Orlando in Orange County. Cleon, your shout out, buddy.
I want to shout out to all those raggedy ass fan bases that need to come up with new material now and are upset that they can no longer call us the trophy-less champs. Because guess who woke up a champ today? We did. Yes. You didn't.
That's right.
We're in the Champions League. You're not. Looking like you're not even going to be there, Atlanta United. Speaking of Atlanta United, shout out Joseph. Shout out Joseph.
That news dropped hours before the match, and Cleon,
that was my best idea I think I've ever had. Hey, the previous guy gives the trophy because Joseph had plenty of time. I would have given him some rice and chicken that he threw on the ground. I hurt my soul. That team, you know, I'm like, bro, he arroz con pollo on the ground. That's disrespectful. And it wasn't even that he went to the coach. I'm like, he throw arroz con pollo on the ground like that for, you know. So anyways, but imagine Joseph would have handed a trophy to Mauricio. That was, All right, Cleon, I cut you off there in mid shout out. It looked like you had something important. So what? Continue with your shout outs.
Yeah, I wanted to shout out the queen. R.I.P. Shout out the queen. I'm glad you got your. She finally got what she was waiting on all this time. Not like that. I don't mean it that way. Like she got what she had coming to her. That's not what I meant at all. I meant she finally felt it was an appropriate time to go. She finally got her last wish, and that was to see Orlando City raise that trophy. And she got to see Orlando raise that trophy. And she said, you know what? I'm good to go now. I'm out of here. Deuces. So R.I.P. to Orlando City's biggest fan, the Queen.
Delicious. Oh, man. Oh, you know what? Sorry, real quick. Shout out, Cleon. I'll interrupt you. Shout out to Kyle Butler, too, for helping me with get this place in the wall. And then giving Urso the bear hat. That was great.
Yes.
I was wondering who gave him that. I saw
that was Kyle,
around with it.
Kyle Butler. And who on wearing the Flash thing? What other club?
On stage takes for the trophy lift.
What other club on the trophy lift has a dude with a bear hat and a Flash hat? Nobody but us. This club don't miss, baby. This club, that just the zeitgeist of the club right there. That was hilarious. Oh, and even Carlos had a luchador bedazzled Orlando City mask. I mean, we're amazing. Biggest club in the world. Cleon, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so shout out to all of them and happy writing, I guess, with your new script you're gonna have to come up with. So I'll see some of y'all later, I guess. I'll see some of y'all later in the playoffs, and a lot of you not, like you, Atlanta, so because I just see you when I see you, since you ain't gonna be there. Into Miami. I don't think you're going to be there either, so I guess I'll be seeing you later as well. I don't know. You're invited to watch us in the Champions League, though. I mean, I don't think anything's on TV around that time, so you're all invited to watch us there. I'm sure your schedule's going to be wide open at that time, so congrats on getting to watch us play some soccer and win some trophies.
Oh, man, I love it. That's why I had you go last. So, guys, with that, this is the official 2022 U.S. Open Cup Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup Championship podcast. Our last podcast, we were just three regular guys, three out of five regular guys. And this podcast, we are five champions. This is Orlando City. Our champions, we are champions. Listeners, you are champions. And vamos Orlando, we are out of here.
Thanks for listening to the Orlando Lions Den podcast. Until next time, be sure to check us out on Twitter and Facebook and at OrlandoLionsDen.com.